Okay, welcome. I got Will Weeding of Mustang Medic, and he's got an interesting little project that he's going to be in doing later this week.
Doing later. You don't read off the script, are you? You're acting like Joe.
No, I'm doing this all off the cuff, buddy.
All right. Okay. Good.
So tell everybody what transpired, what's behind this little... You booked a flight from New Jersey. You're coming out to California. You're flying out to California. So...
Sunday, yeah.
Yeah. So tell tell the audience what you're doing.
Okay. So I'll give you the quick backstory. I've been doing Mustang Medic for 9 years, you know, 7,800 videos. I get about 60,000 views a month on YouTube, and at 9 years, I had a shop, got divorced, went dark for 3 years, been back for about a year and a half, and I'm sitting there during this COVID year, and I'm like, I'm missing a lot of my shows that I make contacts and opportunities are created because I go there basically dressed as an EMT, Mustang Medic.
Mm-hmm.
I always wear my cowboy hat, so obviously I stick out. So a lot of people talk to me, and I create a lot of opportunities because I'm obviously a Ford Mustang guy, and the Mustangs are what I know. I restored over, like, I don't want to say 400, maybe close to 400 cars in Palm Springs, California. And now I'm in South Jersey with my two daughters, divorced, and getting ready to fall Carlisle. It's fall Carlisle's only path, but I was 2 or 3 days out from it. And I was thinking, do I want to go to the show? Do I really want to do Mustang Medic anymore? You know, is it really going to, you know, bear fruit for my kids? Because my kids are what's the most important thing. And then I said to God, because I'm a Christian, I said, God, give me a sign. Give me a sign of if I should continue to do Mustang Medic or if I should just go back to my corporate creative direction job, get 6 figures for the rest of my life, maybe retire, and then basically end my life that way. Give me a sign. So ultimately what happened was the 2.5 days later, I'm talking to a friend about I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted by somebody bothering me. I'm talking about to a friend saying, look, this is what happened to me. It happened to me 4 years ago. I won't go into all the details of the story. It'll go too long. And I decided to text that person because he's a friend of mine. And I said to him, well, sorry guys, they don't know I'm on a podcast right now. So they're showing me muscle cars that are going by. This is what we do. I'm in Alloway, New Jersey right now at Alloway Pizza and Grill, and so it's just a little somewhat casual. Anyway, so I mentioned him, and I sent a text to him and said, hey, just checking in on you. I haven't spoken to you in 6 months. And he says to me, my friend in California, says, he calls me right away and says, I was just thinking about you yesterday. I'm like, that's weird. So he starts asking me questions about a 65 coupe. And I'm talking to him, and he told me about how he had this Mustang, you know, 30 years ago. And I said, I'm starting to think to myself, okay, maybe I'm going to flip it. Maybe I'm going to work on it. Why is it? Usually when people start asking me questions about a Mustang, it usually involves something with Mustang Medic, like I'm going to do something on the car.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, what are your plans with the Mustang? And he goes, I'm going to give it to you. I'm like, what? I'm like, what?
What?
I'm giving it to you. I go, okay. Well, part of his questions were, how much does it cost to ship a car across country? And typically it's around $1,500 to $2,000 to get a car carrier. Open carrier is around $1,200 to $1,500. Closed carrier, meaning that you don't want the car to get hit by a rock or seen by anybody, is usually around $2,000.
Right.
That he said that was a lot of money. So,
yeah, and even then, the car transporting nationwide, it's a crapshoot whether you're going to get a good company, bad company.
There's five good established companies you can trust. And then
true.
And then getting it cheap, you put it up for auction. Like they grab, you know, people grab cars that are traveling through. You can get really good prices. through these, some of these sites that drivers can do bids on. But if you go with a specific carrier, I know about five of them that are good carriers, your car is going to be safe. It's not really a crapshoot, in my opinion. So I didn't know when he was asking me about the shipping stuff was he was planning on shipping it out to me. So when he heard the price, he was very apprehensive to do that. So I said, so listen, I go, Bill, his name's Bill. Bill, I'll find a way to get the car. I said, what's more important to me than the gift of the car is the answer to a prayer of me throwing a fleece out. And I don't know how many people know what that is. Basically saying, God, give me a sign, throwing out a fleece. It ended up becoming an answer. What's the word I'm looking for?
Epiphany?
Like when you get a confirmation, that's the word I'm looking for. It was a confirmation that I was to continue. So that was what was really exciting about it. And I've done 7 road trips across the country. This is going to be my 8th. This is going to certainly be the oldest car that I'm driving cross country as an unknown commodity because I did not restore this car. And it hasn't run in 2 years. It's a 65 Mustang. It was actually purchased in 64. But I checked the VIN number out. It is officially a 65. It's not a 64.5. It's a 289 C4. C4 means automatic transmission. It's a 3-speed transmission automatic and a typical transmission in classic Mustangs that are automatics. It's Wimbledon white. The gentleman was 90 years old that passed away 2 years ago. He started to paint it, so he was sanding it and doing a little primer can, rattle can primer on it. So she looks really rough, which, of course, I love because I love taking an old girl and making her beautiful, if you know what I mean. You know, that's the way I refer to my cars. And plus, I like doing it this way because I have always done day one to day sold. That's all predominantly my videos are all a video story of every car. So this one starts off with me, you know, probably drilling a hood pin off. He's got a hood pin that's jammed, I found out about. Charging up the battery. It's got an 1/8 of a tank of gas, so that's good news, so I can put some more gas in it and diffuse if any weakness of gas. Gas is okay for 2 years. It can, if it was 10 years, I'd probably drain the tank, but I don't think I'm going to have to.
So you're not worried about, like, varnishing the carburetor bowls?
Well, I'm going to do engine start, get her kicking, and see if smoke's coming out of the pipe. If there's no engine knock, I know how to take the car apart in my sleep, so I'll fix whatever needs to get fixed. I'll fix it as I drive cross country, you know? And I'm talking to AAA possibly about sponsoring, like, a platinum plan, which would give me 300-mile towing in case I got to get towed to a small town. People are already donating through PayPal me. PayPal.me/MustangMedic. And people are sending donations for the trip, which is going to allow me to do more things and extend the trip longer. I've got a 10-day window. If the budget's tight and I don't have a lot of donations, it'll probably just be a 5-day trip. If people do choose to donate towards the Mustang Medic epic road trip in the 1965 Mustang Coupe Wimbledon White, it will go longer and I'll go to different locations. I've also got a number of viewers that have been staying at the places who I've gotten to know over time. And there's some viewers that I've been watching me for 9 years that are excited about me driving cross country and they want me to stay over for dinner and the night. So that will be a fun adventure. And so the confirmation said it all. So what happened was I decided to go to Fall Carlisle when I was on the fence about going because of this newfound Mustang that's coming my way. I see that as a sign from God to continue Mustang Medic. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, I meet a guy that just bought 31 classic Mustangs all at one time. He's 74 years old. He's in a state in the middle of the country, which will be, after the agreement signed, will be exposed. And I'm going to most likely be doing 5-minute videos each of 31 Mustangs representing this gentleman to sell all of these classic Mustangs. And classic Mustangs are...
Thanks,
dude. I mean, well, again, it's the confirmation. I wouldn't have gone to Fall Carlisle if I didn't get the car given to me. I was probably going to blow it off. You know what I mean? It's just blow off 2020 for the rest of the year. Just like, forget about it. SEMA's gone. Everything else is gone. I mean, SEMA's doing a virtual thing, but there's something about being in the presence with a person. You know, we have all been separated for almost a year now with this COVID thing. And the straight up facts on COVID, you've got a 99.6% chance of living through COVID. 99.6%. 0.04 people are dying from this virus. So obviously the fear is much higher than the death rate on COVID. So I'm not running around hugging and kissing people. I'm respecting people wearing a mask where I'm supposed to wear a mask. But I'm not living in fear sitting in my car with my mask on, my windows up. I'm not that person. So
right.
I don't have any problem going across the country. Yeah, I'm going to have to wear a mask on the airline when I fly for 4.5 hours. But the whole flight cost me $50.
Yeah, and avoid eating peanuts while you're on the flight.
Yeah, well, I've seen some videos. They just posted a video. I mean, I have to admit, I'm getting a little political because too much is at stake at this election. You know,
yeah.
We can't sit still. I mean, if we go full-on socialist, we're all screwed. So I don't care if I'm risking losing followers of people thinking I'm an idiot for whatever I'm supporting Trump. But I'm out. You know, I'm just like, yeah, I'm a Trump supporter. Hate me, love me, whatever you want. I'm moving forward. Nothing's stopping me. So the epic road trip starts on the 17th, which is this Sunday. I get on a flight, land in L.A., go out to the car, see if we can get it started. And I've got like three friends so far that I'm probably going to be in California for 4 days and just visit friends. And then I am going to start the trip probably on the 10. I usually go the 10, the southern route, just because of weather concerns now that we're in late October or mid-October. So it's going to be great. It's going to be a really fun trip. And I've already had three or four people send payments in through that PayPal me /Mustang Medic. And they're being very generous. And I'm doing a story on all of them on Instagram. Anybody that gives more than $10 to Mustang Medic is going to get a free story of gratitude with some comment on how cool your post is on your Instagram page, just as a thank you, you know, $10, mm-hmm. you know, for, that's, yeah, we're almost at 6,000 on Instagram. So it's a smoking deal to help out the trip.
Oh, well, we were talking earlier this week and I had suggested to you, have you any luck on some of the, corporate ends of anybody you, I know it's short notice.
I haven't had time.
Oh,
I literally
man.
Found out about this like a week and a half ago. The corporate takes 4 to 6 months to set up sponsorships. I mean, they take forever because they've got to weed you out. They got lots of people doing lots of things. I've got 7.4 million views now. So on YouTube. So I'm taken seriously. And American Muscle is very good to me with the springs and everything that we did on the New Edge, by sponsoring those. But it's just not enough time. And I've got all things are falling together. I'm ready to chill. My girls are all going to be taken care of and I'm not going to be stressed and I'm going to play it by ear, see what happens, do about 8 videos a day, put them on YouTube so the YouTube channel is going to be pretty active. But a lot of people want to see, and even if it's just me sitting in a field talking about something or some car I see on the road or some great person that I meet, I'll do an interview with them. And you meet a lot more people on a road trip when you go by yourself. If you go with a friend, everybody just assumes you guys, okay, that's a couple of people, so we'll leave them alone. When you're by yourself dressed up like an EMT with a cowboy hat, same Mustang Medic, you tend to talk to a lot of people, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. And, like, there was another YouTuber based out of New Hampshire, and basically what he had wound up doing was he went all the way out to, like, the California desert somewhere to find, like, an old Toyota pickup truck. He got it running out there, and he was driving, like with you, he was driving it on his way back across country. But along the way, when he would have breakdowns or whatever, he'd find a shop or somebody who's willing to help him out, you know, no charge, would, you know, lend him a lift or garage space or whatever, so he can, or borrow a welder or whatever he needed to do. And as this trip progressed, everybody who helped him out, he would have them sign, put their autograph on the body of the truck. And, you know, and you see the transformation of this truck as it goes cross country and how it morphs into it. And it's like this, now you look at it and it's like, it's one cool looking V8 powered pickup truck.
How many followers does that guy have?
Is
it in the millions?
I don't think so. But I do know that
those kind of trips are usually set up, they're pretty advanced. They look spontaneous on video, but they're actually like, you know, American Pickers, all that stuff set up. Every show that's on cable is set up. There's nothing spontaneous.
Well, that's the thing. This was all on YouTube.
Yeah, I know, but YouTube can also be set up. It doesn't mean it's all spontaneous. Mine's straight out no plan. I got no plan. I don't have any plan other than visiting a few people, maybe doing a few donuts in a fifth generation in Ohio. I really don't have much planned. So who knows? I mean, maybe this is real or not, but I'm open to whatever happens, and I literally have no plan.
Cool. So we'll definitely be, maybe we can, schedule something like, well, obviously you're going to be driving 24/7, so you're going to be crashing down.
I'm going to drive like maybe 300-400 miles a day, stay at cheap hotels, go to diners, go to a Waffle House. I'm going to, if there's a rodeo going on, or there's a car show that I can find out about, I'll go there. I'm just literally just mapping out the direction I'm going and find out online on my phone what's going on, and maybe I'll visit it. Or I won't, and I'll just drive.
Well, there's a thing I'm going to ask
GoPro,
you.
Actually. GoPro, give me a GoPro.
Yeah, I wish I had one I could send you. That had a decent battery life.
I want GoPro to send me one. I want your GoPro. I want GoPro to send me one. Okay, got it.
Hey, is your YouTube channel monetized yet?
Dude, I've been monetized since 2011. You're killing me with those questions. I got 7,000 videos. How dumb would I have to be to not be monetized?
I don't know. Maybe because I never see ads on your channel? Because they're
yes,
so
you
short?
Do. You don't see ads?
I don't think so. But
yeah,
then again, I think I have to play with video link too, so.
Yeah, no, there's ads on all my videos.
Okay. Well, this is something that you may want to consider too. Since you're monetized, you can live stream and possibly, you know, give people.
I don't like live streaming because I don't, but this is what I don't like about the live stream. I'll do some live streaming, but it just, everybody can live stream. There's no editing, there's no cropping, there's no polish to live streaming. Even like, you know, Chris Rock is going to look small time when he live streams. So it's like, I tend to lean against it. Sometimes I'll live stream just driving down the road and somebody can watch down the road and everything and I'll talk my thoughts or whatever.
I'm not saying live stream while you're driving. I'm saying when you come to like a stopping point, fire up a live stream, do a Q&A for your viewers, asking, you know, answer questions like they may ask you how the trip's going. But the benefit of doing that is now you can receive super chats.
Yeah, you're talking French to me right now. I'll have to figure all that out later when we're not doing a podcast.
Okay.
All
right. I may have to give you a crash course on that aspect, man.
Yeah, that part I haven't done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, come on, Will, work with me here. I'm trying to help you out here. I'm trying to help you raise funds.
Well, hey, I'm always open to raising funds. I'm always open to raising funds. I'm open to that.
Yep. So, cool, man.
The direct way to raise funds right now, though, is PayPal.me/MustangMedic. PayPal.me/MustangMedic. You can send any donation. If you are sending a donation over $10, make sure you tell me your Instagram account so I can find you and give you that shout-out that I promised as a story.
All right. Links to Will's PayPal.me account will be in the video description.
If
you're watching this,
it's Mustang Medic. Mustang Medic's a brand.
I'm trying to keep it more personal, man, but yes, Mustang Medic.
Mustang Medic. Mustang Medic.
Mustang Medic. Mustang Medic. Mustang Medic.
Saving the world. Saving the world one Mustang at a time.
Yes.
Okay.
So, it'll be in the links in the description, so you can make a donation if you want to help out. Check out the visuals that I have of the car, you know, so you get an idea of what he's going to be dealing with.
And Mary, if I can interject, of course they want to help out. Who doesn't want to help out a road show that's completely up in the air, no plan, with a pandemic, in a 55-year-old car. Who would not want to help out Mustang Medic? Am I right?
Yep,
am I right?
You're right.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
And, yeah, you'll be expecting, I think, a little donation, too, from me. So.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that, but I certainly appreciate it, sir.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I give you stories in any way or any, so I know you're just doing it out of kindness of your heart. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's
your
true.
Boss,
but
your boss,
but don't let people know that I got a kindness on my heart, man. You know, like I got an image to keep.
Oh, yeah, right. A ruffian. Okay.
All right, buddy. So, where else can they find you besides Instagram, YouTube?
Okay, Mustang Medic anything. Mustang Medic Facebook, Mustang Medic Instagram, Mustang Medic Pinterest, Mustang Medic YouTube, Mustang Medic TikTok, Mustang Medic, where are the social media things? I can't think of them all. Twitter, oh yeah, Mustang Medic Twitter, but I also have to go by Weeding William. That's another story. Facebook, yeah, we already got Facebook, but YouTube.
Gotcha.
Snapchat, yeah, I got Snapchat account too. They're not active, but basically, if it's a popular social media, it's always Mustang Medic. MustangMedic. Medic.
Perfect, man. We'll definitely get this up there in a day or so, maybe this afternoon.
A day
if
or
I'm
so.
Lucky.
Come on, Mario. Time is money. Time is money. Get it up there now. Come on. Come on. Not a day or so.
Okay.
Come
well,
on,
did
dude.
You approve the thumbnail I made? I sent you?
Of course, I agree with everything you say.
Good.
As you said. All right.
All right.
All right, brother.
Okay. Let me end this call now.
All right.